Dudley Field, but, and I haven't been to a game out there, but we went 2 or 3 times when my grandchildren were here out to this Great Western hamburger and fish, and I'm not a big beef eater. I love it, but I have kind of a swallowing problem at times, and I always like to get a fish. I get fish, but that, it's a wonderful eating place out there. It's hamburgers and all. Mm-hmm.
That's neat. Let's see where we're, oh, a boat with oars is called?
A canoe.
Okay.
A canoe or, with oars, did you say? Mm-hmm. A canoe or a, what other word?
That's fine. A lion tamer uses a...
A what?
A lion tamer uses a...
Whip or a whip, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Whip or a...
That's fine, yeah.
Lion tamer, you're a whip, yeah.
And something that you hold in your hand to sharpen a knife is called...
It's a sharpener, why? Oh, I've got one. I don't use them as often because I have an electric sharpener.
Mm-hmm.
But not a whetstone. What is a whetstone? I've often heard the word whetstone.
That's probably something you use to sharpen something larger like
that. I think it would be, too.
Yeah.
But to use, I know, I've got what you're talking about, knife. Well.
That's a good question for a guy.
I know, I'm picturing what it is, and I think I even have one where my daddy used to sharpen a knife, but I can't think of a brush, knife.
Okay. A frame that you use to saw a log in half. Have you ever seen one of those?
A frame?
Yeah, it's made with two X's, and the X's are joined together by, you know, pieces of wood so that they stand up like X's.
Mm-hmm.
And over the top of the X's, you can put a log and saw it in half.
I'm picturing what you're saying, but I can't think of the word you use for it.
Never heard of a sawhorse?
I have heard of one.
Or a sawbuck?
Sawbuck. I have heard of those, but I wouldn't have thought of it if you hadn't told me. Because right offhand, no, but I have heard of them, yes. Oh, yes,
okay. And the buildings that surround the main farmhouse and the main ranch house are called?
The buildings around?
Yeah, the smaller buildings around.
See, I'm just losing all my...
I'm picturing exactly what you're saying, but I can't think of the word. Yeah.
These
are really ranching questions.
The ranch... I used to go out to these friends of mine ranch that had the houses all around the, not a corral, a corral's where the horses are. No, I can't think what it would be. If you'd say it, I'd probably know it, but I can't think what it is.
They used to call them outhouses?
What?
Outhouses?
Oh, yes, that's where you go out. It's for the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Well,
that's sometimes they would use that to refer not just to, like, a place where you go to the bathroom, but to all the buildings.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And the outhouses, that's right. But they did, and many times I've heard people mention those for the outside.
Yeah.
Before they had plumbing in their houses and all. But I can see where it could be used otherwise, yes.
Okay. What do the farmers use to get the ground ready for planting? What
plow?
Mm-hmm.
A plow, P-L-O-U-G-H.
Mm-hmm.
Plow.
And have you ever heard of a gee whiz?
I've heard the word, but I don't know how to apply it. What is it? What is it?
I don't know. It's some kind of farming equipment.
I don't know. I've heard that word, but I don't
know what it does.
I'm not sure.
How about a Fresno?
A what?
A Fresno?
No, I'm not familiar with that word.
How about a buck scraper?
Well, I've heard of that, but I don't know exactly how it's used, but I've heard it. I've heard the word used.
Okay.
But I'm not certain about it.
How about something that smooths the soil in farming?
Plow, or a plow, I guess would be.
And a rancher would mark his cattle using what?